Rolling along towards your fantasy playoffs in one of my leagues. The playoffs start this week. I fortunately have a first round bye. Let's get you into the fantasy playoffs with a second opinion via the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. Hooters celebrating 40 years on the 4th of each month with throwback events featuring 83-cent wings and other great specials. Daily specials like $6 drinks all day, every day. Visit originalhooters.com for the location nearest you in the greater Tampa Bay area. Email write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. More and more emails coming in because of the nature of where we are in the fantasy season. One came in earlier this week, and he basically wanted a reason to sit Josh Allen. I don't have one. I'm happy you have Brock Purdy, but unless you're in a two-quarterback league, this isn't a valid question. And the Patrick Daugherty positional rankings will back me up that we are going to use, and let's get right into those for some talking points for Week 14. By the time you hear this, the Steelers-Patriots game will have already been played, so we'll leave out any references to Steelers and Patriots. I don't imagine many of you are counting on players in that game to help you win this week. If you are, it's pretty damn desperate, right? You don't want to count on Steelers and Patriots right now based on what's going on with those teams, particularly at the quarterback position. Patrick Daugherty, Week 14 quarterback ratings. Josh Allen, number one. Brock Purdy's 8. We like Brock Purdy. He's a fringe QB1. Also, I don't agree with the broader real-life question that Brock's the MVP candidate for the Niners. It's McCaffrey. It's not Purdy. I understand quarterbacks get it, but can we get some other positions into the argument this year? Now, I would argue if there's an MVP candidate at the quarterback position, it can be Jalen Hurts. It can be Dak Prescott. But it can be Tyreek Hill, not Tua, for the Dolphins. And it can be McCaffrey for the Niners, not Brock Purdy. The rest of Patrick Daugherty's weekly ratings. He has Josh Allen 1, who we're about to complete 4 years of fantasy football where Josh Allen has maintained being number one in terms of point production. That matches with my settings as well. Jalen Hurts 2. Monitoring his injury status, of course, against Dallas. I don't really know where the David Carr is coming from on Marcus Mariota. No. Eagles losing an opportunity to rest Hurts late in the season like they did last year by losing to the Niners, and it only gets worse if they lose to the Cowboys because Hurts could use the time off. Dak Prescott, 3, just been phenomenal with the downfield initiative that the Cowboys switched to after the loss to the Niners, throwing so many balls 10 or more yards down the field based on snap rate. Tua at 4, Justin Fields at 5, according to Patrick Daugherty's rankings. Patrick Mahomes, 6, Lamar Jackson, 7, Brock Purdy, 8, C.J. Stroud, 9. He takes a bit of a dip against the Jets defense because Nico will deal with Sauce Gardner and no Tank Dell. Jared Goff, 10, Justin Herbert, 11, Jordan Love, up to fringe QB1 status based on what the Packers have been doing. I picked up Jordan Love on waivers after I lost Joe Burrow in the foundation. Stafford is backing him up once I get to the playoffs next week. Russell Wilson, 13. Russell had been functional, not quite QB1 material, but functional. But the passing yards are down. He did have a rushing touchdown last week, but he was really bad in the last quarter plus as the Broncos fell to the Texans. Gardner Minshew, 14. Josh Dobbs, 15. You don't want to do any of these. Baker Mayfield, 16. Geno Smith, 17. DK Metcalf gave him a big week last week, but this is against the Niner defense. Jake Browning, 18, against the Colts. I'd be more inclined, of any on this list, from 14 on down, from 14 through 20, I think Stafford, well, it's against the Ravens. Jake Browning showed something Monday night. Jake Browning may have made himself eight figures worth of money next year. He's an exclusive rights free agent with the Bengals after this year, but there's about 10 teams out there that want someone else in the quarterback mix next year. Roughly half of them are going to draft somebody. Someone's going to want Jake Browning. I'm not saying as their opening day starter, but on their team to either compete for the job or be their backup ready to step in. So that's where we are with the quarterback position as it relates to the Patrick Daugherty ratings. Let's look for some talking points at running back. Can we flip this script to running back, please? Here we go. This is all via NBCSports.com. Using Patrick Daugherty, very smart, experienced fantasy guy. His ratings for talking points. There's McCaffrey one, like I said. You want an MVP candidate from the Niners? It's McCaffrey. Yeah. Josh Jacobs, two. Are we at that late push that we had last year for Josh Jacobs owners, where he was so good? Makes sense, because with what the Raiders have, it's just easy to hand Josh Jacobs the ball. This is his time of year. Zach Moss, three. Wow. Zach Moss is like the Freddy Krueger of fantasy running backs. You just can't kill him. You can't. Great move in the podcast league. A few weeks ago, I made my big move. I took my most valuable piece in Josh Allen, and I said, what can I get for Josh Allen? And I got an RB, I got a starting running back and a starting wide receiver for Josh Allen. And Bengal Ralph just said, throw in Zach Moss. I'll take him. And I said, okay, because I had him. I knew he was going to be a factor. I didn't think he'd be RB3 coming into week 14. Wow. Go get him, Ralph. I like making trades that work out for both teams. I do. I sent DK Metcalf away. He had a huge Thursday night for Drew Garabo and John Senning. I got Pittman back. I got no complaints with what Pittman's doing. Four is Kamara, especially with the Saints presumably going down to Jameis, although Kamara loses those goal line touches to Taysom Hill. Five is Kyron Williams for the Rams, tougher sledding against the Ravens, but still, right? I haven't brought this up too much this year. You play your best players. Don't be scared away by the matchup. You don't sit an obvious fantasy starter because he's playing a good defense. No, you still play him. You do. You still play him, and you hope for the best. Your fantasy lineup shouldn't be dictated by who that player is playing that day. It should be a tiebreaker. It's not the main reason. It's not the main criteria. Achan, who I didn't play last week in his return, playing him this week in the podcast league. I need huge numbers, and we know Achan is capable of it. He's RB6. ETN, check status. RB7, according to Daugherty. Pacheco, continuing to get the work. RB8 this week, Tony Pollard, RB9. I don't know about that. Pollard just doesn't score enough this week, this year. So it's downfield. The Cowboys want Dak throwing 10 yards down the field or more, not out of the backfield to Tony Pollard. And that's going to limit how many times Pollard gets touches or can get 10 yards down the field because of the nature of how you have to scheme that up. Bijan Robinson, 10. If Falcons beat Bucks this week, that pretty much eliminates the Bucks from the NFC South race, the awful race. If the Bucks win, we still have the potential for just about anything other than the Panthers winning the NFC South. Saquon Barkley, 11. Rashad White, 12. He's been producing for basically a slot receiver disguised as an NFL running back. Rashad White is producing fantasy points. Jahmyr Gibbs, 13, over David Montgomery. I don't agree with that. I don't. The numbers say otherwise. In every game where Montgomery has been healthy this year, other than maybe one, Montgomery is the play. I get you can play Gibbs. I have Gibbs in one league. I have Montgomery in the other. I'm playing Montgomery. Actually, that's the league where I have the first round bye. I'd play Montgomery this week. I'm not playing Gibbs this week. I'm playing Achan instead. Eckler's been struggling. There's word of Joshua Kelly getting touches. Kelly most often doesn't get it done. He did once for me in a championship like week 16, week 17 to win the podcast league in 2021 when Eckler had COVID. That's about it. Eckler 15 seems a little high. Mostert 16. For being one of the top scoring running backs in the NFL, I don't know why Mostert's so low. I'd play him this week. James Cook 17. Zeke is up to 18 because of the Ramondre injury. Mixon, 19. That seems low. Mixon beat me last week for the Governor's Cup and the Foundation, and the Bengals clearly are leaning on him with Browning at quarterback. Javonte Williams hadn't scored a rushing touchdown all year. Second only in carries without a touchdown in the NFL to Alex Mattison is Javonte Williams. DeAndre Swift, 21. Jaylen Warren, 22. That's Pittsburgh, so by the time you... Gus Edwards, Derrick Henry, check status, 23. Gus Edwards down to 24. Saw him on waivers this week in one of my leagues. Then we get into a bunch of guys who you just don't want to play this time of year based on what they aren't doing. Breece Hall, Madison, Dylan, Charbonnet. Why is Chuba Hubbard 30 after what he did last week? Anything not involving Bryce Young throwing the ball seems like a good idea. Can we give Bryce a break and just sit him the last month? Because those of you coaching him aren't going to coach him beyond this year. Can you just sit him for the good of Bryce Young? Put Andy Dalton in. Let him throw it and let Chuba Hubbard run it. Just do that to play out the season. So those were the top 30 in Patrick Daugherty's ratings. Let's look at his top receivers for talking points. Remember my emails, write.todd at yahoo.com, write.todd at yahoo.com. Tyreek Hill, MVP candidate, wide receiver one. CeeDee Lamb, who's been the biggest beneficiary of Dallas throwing 10 or more yards down the field since the Niner lost 2. A.J. Brown, 3. Justin Jefferson, 4. Amon-Ra, 5. Stephon Diggs, 6. Yeah, they're kind of similar, aren't they? Although Amon-Ra shares with... He shares the offense with more players, like the Jameson Williams touchdowns recently. It's not all Amon-Ra. It's pretty much all Diggs doing the damage through the air for the Bills. I know Kincaid gets his share, and Gabe Davis bubbles up with scores, but I'd put Diggs over Amon-Ra pretty regularly. Keenan Allen, 7. He had a great first half of this year. DJ Moore, 8. Mike Evans, 9. As Mike Evans has a phenomenal year. You know, some people in Tampa are falling back on blame the quarterback for why the Bucs aren't better. No, it's the coaching. Baker was never the solution, and he's not the problem. He will likely be somewhere else next year. He has to realize no one's going to hand him a starting job. He's going to have to work for it. But Baker will have a job. I'd say a two-year deal somewhere else in the NFL next year. He hasn't done anything wrong. Again, when he was brought in, he wasn't the solution, and he's not the problem in Tampa Bay. Michael Pittman, 10. Ja'Marr Chase, 11. Has not had a dip without Burrow. Brandon Ayuk, 12. Yeah, he just gets it done. Ayuk, you know, we talk about Amon-Ra and his share. Ayuk's share is less, but it's so efficient with how the Niners use Ayuk. Because Debo's going to get his, and McCaffrey's going to get his, and Kittle's going to bubble up with a game. And yeah, but it's still worthy. Olave, who's going to throw to him? Debo, 14, yeah. No way you're sitting Debo right now. Jalen Waddle, 15. Still been a disappointment this year, but yeah, he's wide receiver two material. Davante Adams, Nico Collins at 17. Check injury status there on Nico off a big week. Devontae Smith, 18, been better the last 6 weeks. Puka Nacua, 19, check injury status. Cortland Sutton, 20, not scoring. Actually, he did score last week, didn't he? I think he scored in 6 of his last 7 games. DK Metcalf, 21 off the big Thursday nighter. DeAndre Hopkins off his dust up with Will Levis, 22. Garrett Wilson, no, you can't play him. Rashee Rice, 24. You're just hopeful there. Brandon Cooks, yeah, I'd put him up higher than those last 3. Cooper Kupp, 26. Calvin Ridley, 27. That's relative to Trevor. Bethard showed he was capable. They made him make safe throws. But the Jags like to get Ridley involved on jet sweeps and other things. Peterson's going to get creative there. They got Evan Engram in the end zone last week. Zay Flowers, 28. No Elijah Moore for me at 29. No Jacoby Myers. Now we're way down the list. I think Jaden Reed should be higher. He's 34 on Patrick Doherty's board. Adam Thielen down at 38. Yeah, the party seems to be over for Thielen. So let me get this straight, Carolina. You're keeping Bryce Young out there, even though the coaches coaching him aren't going to coach him in about a month and a half. They will all be unemployed. Yet you don't have him thrown to Adam Thielen anymore. Who's his best option? I do not get it. We'll quickly check some tight ends, just because a handful, of course, I evaluate tight ends as wide receivers and as pass catchers and can only play them at a wide receiver tight end flex position. Kelce, 1, Laporta, 2, Hockenson, 3, Kincaid, 4, Taysom Hill, 5, Kittle, 6, Jake Ferguson, 7, Engram, 8. That's about where the list ends of validity for. And Engram just got in the end zone for the Jags. Jake Ferguson is a solid target for Dak Prescott in place of Dalton Schultz. Kittle, it's sporadic. Taysom Hill, he could get you 25 fantasy points in a game or 3. It's volatile. Dalton Kincaid, the volume's there. I'd put Ferguson over Kincaid just because Ferguson gets more volume. Hockenson, Dobbs recently doesn't look like the Dobbs everyone got excited about that the Vikings traded for from Arizona. Laporta, yeah, Kelce, obviously, I get. Okay, any other questions? Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com for your fantasy questions. And please don't send me the questions. Yeah, I have A, B, C, and D start 2. No. Tell me what you're thinking, why you're thinking it, and ask me for a second opinion. I want to know what you're thinking. This isn't as I don't do want to do that A, B, C, D. That's so pedestrian. Tell me what your opinion is. I want to know what your thought process is, and I'm either going to agree with it or I'm going to give you some more information to think about it again, and then you decide. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Visit originalhooters.com if you're in the greater Tampa Bay area for a location nearest you. Good luck, everyone.